In this great game of hockey to which we lay claim, there are heroes loved near and afar. But the mightiest name in our national game is Maurice the Rocket Richard. When we need a man to encourage the fans, he'll shatter all records galore. In fact, quite the cream of the Montreal team is Maurice the Rocket Richard. One evening in Boston, they struck at his head and cut him right over the ear. With his temper so red and the way that he bled, his thinking could not have been clear. In all the confusion, before they'd subdued him, he'd struck an official, I fear. In so doing, you know, he trod on the toe of Campbell, the man without fear. That stick in your hand has put you in trouble, by gar. Though you needed 5 stitches, you're too big for your britches. Just who do you think that you are? Now you've done this before, and you've made me quite sore. And although you are a great star, you're through for the year. Do I make myself clear, Mr. Maurice the Rocket Richard? In a terrible plight was our forum that night. A riot got into high gear. And when Campbell appeared, he was slandered and jeered. And his danger, it soon became clear. A fan tried to drop him, the cops couldn't stop him. And a bomb made them all shed a tear. As the president fled, they cried, "Off with the head of Campbell, the man without fear." Now our town has lost face and our team have disgraced, but these hot-headed actions can't mar or cast any shame on the heroic name of Maurice the Rocket Richard. For he will return and his legend will burn in the annals of sport near and far. There was never a name of such stature and fame as Maurice the Rocket Richard.